sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like
soldiers.
Fear
grips all.
Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Good morning. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. It's Melissa Red Pill. This is the 19th of October, 2025. I jumped the gun a little bit. Came on at 10:30. I don't know. I was like, oh no, I've got to hurry and come on. And as soon as I did, I'm like, okay, I'm early. I saw that you weren't here. So I'm glad you guys are here and you guys found the right link and you made it. So we'll wait until we get more of our folks in here. We'll go ahead and get started. But I'm glad that you guys are here. We're going to talk about what is President Trump doing. This is so wild to see this 5D chess, and this is what it's taking to wake the world up, you know, because even patriots really are confused at what's going on. So we have to be on the right page in order to help others to really understand what's going on. So This is what it takes. So just trust the plan, and he knows how hard it is for us to wake up. As it says in Post 34, you know, there still will be division even when it breaks through to the surface, because of all the narrative, the false narrative that has been pummeled at everyone for so long. So I'm glad that we are awake to what's going on. So I want to share some of the things that I have found that I think you'll really like. Don't forget, hit the like button right now, everybody. Hit the like button. Always share and subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so that you can find the right link when I go live, and that you'll know when we're going live. Sometimes we do surprise lives. You just never know. So make sure your bell is rung. This is the website. We have tons of great research over there for you about how this is biblical. If you're new to this is really, really good news. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. I've got literally 1,000 videos over there about, you know, going through all this for all this time, and specifically about Revelation and end times. If you're not familiar with that, I'm going to show you this book right here. This is my main book. This is the Decode of Revelation. You've got to get the truth about Revelation. If you haven't done that yet, definitely go to this page and go to this, click on this link right here. Definitely go follow the right Mellies. There are several fake Mellies. Make sure you're following the right Mellie. And I don't DM, and I don't do gold, and I don't do silver. I do some health things because of just sharing what has helped me and my family, and I'm so thankful for that. So definitely check into those things. But it's not crypto. I don't do crypto or silver or gold. Just I'm trying to do new things to keep you guys alive. I want you to see the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth, the golden age. I do have audiobooks over here, so you can listen to me for 28 hours if you want to. All right, so let's see what's going on today. J.D. Vance was actually, he's a former Marine, and he was at the 250th anniversary of the Marines yesterday. So he shared this. Love this. This is his Blue Sky. A lot of the administration created Blue Sky accounts yesterday, and so you're going to love this. And honestly, if you're on YouTube, I probably will have to remove this link because they are very, very picky units. They might not want me to play this cute song, but check this out. This is what he shared. Goodness, that is just too great. That is just too great. J.D. Vance cracks me up. He's just great. Yeah, because, of course, yesterday was No King's Day, and so they are, you know, making it out like President Trump is a king when he's just doing what he's been duly elected to do. And so, of course, they're paid, you know, $20 or whatever it is. They don't even know what they're out there necessarily doing. Just they're doing what they're told. And one guy, there was a clip, he says, someone asked him, well, why do you hate Trump? Why is he so bad? He says, I don't know. I'm just out here doing, you know, what I'm told, basically. Yeah. So thank you, J.D. Vance. I just love it. Yeah. So yesterday was No King's Day, and it was a dud. So anyway, today is still, President Trump is still their president, like it or not. Okay. And, you know, he actually posted, President Trump posted, and I just posted it on the social media this morning, that he posted that he, some kind of funny little meme, I don't remember what it was, something about him being the king, and he's posting it over on Blue Sky, and he posted, oh, I am really excited about us spending more time together, more quality time together, which, you know, he's kind of poking at them and, you know, making fun, but he's also, this is what he really does want. He wants everybody to come together, and especially because these kids don't realize, or even old people too. I've seen some old people out there. They actually emptied the old folks' home and dragged Nana out there in her wheelchair to protest, you know, No King's Day. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Poor Nana. She may or may not have wanted to participate, but she wouldn't have gotten her pudding if she didn't go out there and participate. Anyway, but they now have Blue Sky accounts, again, because we want to go and reach people where they are. Not everyone's on X, you know, not everyone's on Truth Social. Not everyone is on Telegram. And so I'm really thankful that we have these platforms to share the truth. But, yeah, maybe I need to go create a Blue Sky account and see what's going on over there and help. We probably should. We probably should, you know. That's kind of the missionary zeal is, like, let's go where the people are. That's really the true missionary zeal. All right, so let's remind me to do that. I don't really want to create another account, but if that's what we need to do to reach the normies, that's what we'll do. Infiltrate their where they are. All right, so this is President Trump blasting this Maduro submarine out of the water. Did you guys see this? The people are going crazy about it. Now, I'm telling you, this submarine was not very sub. Didn't y'all think that was so crazy? What are they doing, like, right at the surface of the water? Isn't the whole point to be so far below the surface that they can't find you, that they can't see you? It might have been that was the second hit. I don't know. It just seems to me, doesn't that seem strange to you guys, that they were right there above the water? Now, if they were blasted and something happened and then they had to surface and then... it's curtains. I mean, yeah, I would not want to be them. All right, so I'll read a little bit of this. This is from Colin Rugg. Thank you, Colin Rugg. President Trump announced the U.S. has destroyed a drug-carrying submarine. It was my great honor to destroy a very large drug-carrying submarine that was navigating toward the U.S. on a well-known narco-trafficking transit route. U.S. intelligence, maybe should take another route, right? They'll catch you anyway. U.S. intelligence confirmed this vessel was loaded with mostly fentanyl and other illegal narcotics. There were four known narco-terrorists on board the vessel. Two of the terrorists were killed. At least 25,000 Americans would die if I allowed this submarine to come ashore. It's just, it's not complicated. This is a true drug war. You know, in the past, they've said there was a drug war, but the honest truth was, you know, our country was making money on the drugs, and so they did not want anyone to stop the drugs from coming into our country. Clearly, because they've taken over our country. Same thing with these governors. And they're supposed to be the governors who are supposed to stop crime in their state. Obviously, they don't want to do that because they're the mob bosses. They are the ones who are running the crime in the state, right? So that's everyone needs to wake up. That's who we've got running our states, these blue states at least. The two surviving terrorists are being returned to their countries of origin, Ecuador and Colombia, for detention and prosecution. I can't imagine living through that, but there you go. That's what it says. No U.S. forces were harmed in this strike. Under my watch, the U.S. will not tolerate narco-terrorists trafficking illegal drugs by land or by sea. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Thank you, President Trump. Saving our country. You know, and as horrible as 9/11 was, that was 3,000. And that changed our country for many, many years. I'm not going to say forever, because we're going to get our country back. That's what this whole operation is about, is to get our country back and our freedom back. But this one little submarine would kill 25,000 Americans. This is what is being stopped and prevented, because it has been 300,000 have been killed with all this fentanyl coming into our country. And I hope it hasn't affected you, but it's affected a lot of lives, and it's got to stop. And that's what he's doing. All right. So, Maduro has a hit out on him. The CIA has been, the good CIA has been authorized to go and basically take him out. And so Maduro is very upset about that. And so he's calling upon the UN, saying, you know, we don't want to have, this is not fair. Nah. Well, the thing is, do you think that President Trump is going to listen to the UN? No one listens to the UN. You know, if they were a valid organization that was truly working for the good of the world, then that would be fine. But they clearly are not. They've been the head of basically the criminal organization. You know, just protecting the criminals, unfortunately. All right. We've talked about that before. And I've even talked about that would be potentially the little horn, really, would probably, you know, the Zionists are the little horn, and they use the UN. All right. So Trump confirmed that Maduro's offers of natural resources and mediation to ease U.S. pressure, stating Maduro fears confrontation with America. That's not exactly what he said. I wonder if you guys heard exactly what he said. And he knew as soon as he said those words. He doesn't use those words all the time, but when he did say that word, the F word, he knew it was going to go viral. And so I'm sure everyone has heard it. I'm not going to play it on my channel, but yeah, he is very precise about when he uses that, because, you know, you're not going to mess with our country. You're not going to kill our people. You're not going to send fentanyl into our country. That's just all there is to it. And so that's what he's saying. That was what he was saying with that little remark. And then they doubled down by posting this little meme right here on the White House X account, saying F-A-F-O, right? Saying he's sending the message to Maduro. All right, so here is what they are sending the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment to attack Maduro. I have a feeling these people are, you know, they are going to go out and do a hit on him. I posted yesterday, you know, a poll. Do you guys think he's going to make it through the week? You know, like 80% said, I don't think he's going to make it a week. We'll see. We will see. And so it appears that these are specifically to assassinate this fake President Maduro. Now, all this comes together. I want to show you how this all comes together because, this is where we've realized that the head of the Smartmatic Dominion cheating election systems were. This is where it all originated. Remember, I just had the Mike Lindell the other day showing how the man who had worked directly in that operation had turned state's evidence, had given all the details of what he had done. It was delivered and registered and recorded in Colorado. And actually, in our Department of Justice, they have that information. And so you can use that to not only free Tina Peters, but also free that state and free our country from Smartmatic. And then this week, we had the DOJ did file a case against Smartmatic for for taking bribes. But that allows them to go and do all this discovery and open up into getting all the information that they need. I feel sure that they already have all of that, right? But either way, that is the door, that is the opening salvo to get our election systems back. This was huge. This was gigantic. I'm going to show you Sidney Powell just in a second, what she said about that. Anyway, I'm going to connect this really, really cool. So this special regiment has this patch, and it says, "Death waits in the dark." Okay, I want you to see what this is. Death waits in the dark, night stalkers. That is who has been authorized to go down to pay a little visit to Maduro. Obviously, this person who is not the true, valid elected president of Venezuela. Really evil man and really one of the top leaders in the cabal and leading this whole criminal organization for the drugs, etc. All right, so if you don't know about Venezuela, it's just been awful. The people who have lived there have all lost. They're down to bones. Just about everybody got the heck out of there because it's just been so, so awful. Just eating out of garbage trucks, seriously. From the elite garbage trucks. So look at this. Do you see what this is, though, on this patch? What's the name of this horse? It's Perseus riding his horse, this winged horse. This is a beautiful sign in the heavens. If you're not familiar with the biblical astronomy, go and check out my page on melissaredpill.com. Go look at the biblical astronomy, and I have a whole video or several where I go into detail about what each of the constellations represents. And you might remember in God's word, it says that he knows the stars by name. And so each of the stars tells you what each of the constellations is. You might not see it with your, when you look at it, you're like, okay, how do I make a horse out of that? It's because of the names of the stars. The Lord says he knows the stars by name. Okay, so this is this winged horse that Perseus is riding on. And I'm going to show you the clip from the movie, it's the one about Release the Kraken, whatever the name of the movie is. It escapes me right now. But anyway, this famous movie, and it's all about this beautiful biblical astronomy. And so you'll see here, this is who, they're basically Perseus riding on the white horse to save the day. This is a picture of our Lord Jesus coming on the white horse, right? Yeah, I did a video this week about the white horse because a lot of people were saying the Pope got the pale horse or whatever. The point is our Lord Jesus is the one on the white horse to save the day. And so this is pictured in the heavens. Okay, so I thought that was really cool that is the patch of the ones who are going in to take out Maduro. Okay, I'm going to show you that video. I've got a little clip of the Kraken here in a second I'm going to show you. Oh, yeah, here it is on this one. Okay, so here is Sidney Powell, and this is actually from a few years ago, but she has all of this evidence. She had this back in 2020. And if you remember, they not only sued Mike Lindell because of, all the terrible lies they were saying about Dominion and Smartmatic, but they also sued Sidney Powell. Well, she I think had insurance and, all this. And so she had to settle, or they would have wiped her out. Well, just like that, like they did with Mike Lindell. I mean, he had a bigger purse, but he spent everything he had. So don't forget, everybody, let's buy something from Mike Lindell. I mean, the man has just done and done and done. And I hope and I pray that with this coming out, that he will get every nickel back that he has spent to try to save our country and triple it. I hope that he will. But until that day, because that he's, you know, right now it just really, it's rough because he's trying to stay in the fight. He's trying to stay in the fight and for us. And so let's all support him over mypillow.com/Melly. Use the promo code Melly. And encourage him. You can also go to Lindell.tv and support them that way too. All right. So anyway, I want you to see what Sidney Powell had to say long ago. And she was saying it was time to release the Kraken. Well, she might have known at that time that it wasn't, you know, this was going to be 4 years down the road or five, which is madness, right? None of us wanted to go through 4 years of Biden. You know, maybe she knew that. Maybe she didn't. I just want you to hear and remind you of what she had to say at the time and listen carefully to what she says she has. Check it out.
To put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez, and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in this country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at and are beginning to collect evidence on the financial interests of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems to line their own pockets by getting a voting machine in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it. Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable. Patriots are coming forward faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken.
There you go. That's what I wanted you to hear. Okay, so I hope you caught all that. She has it all. She has it all. President Trump has it all. They've had it for years. And so, you know, I entitled this video 5D Chess. You know, and 5D Chess is all about lying in wait to just the perfect moment to strike. And so now we just saw finally this week that Smartmatic has been brought up on charges and under investigation. And was it investigation or charges? Anyway, the point is they're going after Smartmatic. And so this is gigantic. This is finally the DOJ has acted, and it had to be in the right precise timing. They have it all. This also, as we talked about, connects to, as she was saying, Venezuela and how it originated there. And that everybody who did this and certified these elections, and they knew that they were fraudulent, they will be held to an account because this is treason. They knew that this was done. And again, it always goes back to knowingly. And so, you know, the American people have stood up. I think I was even seeing someone in our chat who was one of the ones who was giving all this evidence and trying to talk about it on social media. we've done our job, and so now finally it's the right time in the whole process to release the Kraken, to expose this and to bring this whole House of Cards down, because they didn't just start doing this in 2020. They've been doing this all our lives. It just became it was revealed to us in 2020. And so that's really what this is about. So I want you to see the Kraken. Let me see if I have the Kraken right here. Okay, you're here. It's The Clash of the Titans. That's the movie, The Clash of the Titans. All right, so it's a movie where the Kraken represents the satanic criminal cabal, okay? And this is, you know, the biblical behemoth monster in, you know, this, it's called Cetus, is the sea monster in the heavens. There's a biblical, seriously, there's a sea monster in the heavens, right? And so, this beautiful, strange, you know, constellation. And so it's rearing back in this movie. I'm going to show it to you. It's rearing back to go in for the kill of Andromeda. Andromeda is also a beautiful constellation way up in the northern sky near the North Star. And it's really close to, what's his name? There's a Cephas. Cephas, which is represents our Lord Jesus ruling as the king of the world from the very, you know, the north of the sky. And so she is sitting there seated next to him, and her name is Andromeda, but right now, is that the right one? No, Andromeda is a different one. Sorry. Andromeda is the one who's chained, and she is the one who the church is represented in three different constellations. One is Andromeda, one is Virgo, and one is Cassiopeia. All right. Anyway, so Andromeda is the church that has been chained, the God's people have been chained and held captive. Okay, so that's what is Andromeda. And so out of nowhere, at the last possible moment, Perseus, President Trump, appears with the head of Medusa, a Trump card. The Medusa is where, remember, you know, in the movie, you got to go watch the movie, The Clash of the Titans, but he cuts off the head of Medusa. She's got all these snakes coming out of her head. So basically this whole criminal cabal, and it's just like, how do you stop this crazy person? You can't look in their eyes because it'll turn you into stone. And that's the whole point of Medusa's face, is just so pure evil. And so so he holds up this head of the Medusa, and it stops even this monster in its tracks, and it turns to stone and it crumbles into the sea. This is literally written in the stars, you guys. There's the sea, just the sea monster. There's the chained woman, Andromeda, which it represents all of humanity, righteous humanity, not just the church, but just all of righteous humanity. And Perseus, of course, our Lord Jesus, coming on the white horse. So again, you go back to this picture right here. That's what these guys are, going, you know, on behalf of our Lord Jesus to take out Maduro, okay, on this white horse. All right, and then actually in President Trump's New York apartment, he has a beautiful statue of Perseus rescuing Andromeda. I looked at that statue, I've zoomed in, I'm like, what is that? And that's what it is. If you haven't seen that video, it's called The President's Residence. Go and look at that one, that President's Residence over on my channel. I might write that down, and you'll really like that, to see his beautiful home. And that shows you that he has been wanting to come in and save America for a very, very, very long time, and he knows all of these things. Anyway, so here it is. Look at this. I'm going to move out of the way so you guys can see this. This is the sea monster, and so there you go. It's if it's on YouTube, it'll probably get clipped out. Check it out. so there you go. What do you think about that? You got to go watch The Clash of the Titans. If you've seen it before, mainly just so you can make sure to see it in a way that you, I see the biblical, symbolism of what is happening, because the Lord is rescuing humanity at the very literal last moment. That's really what this whole plan, trust the plan. It has to be at the very last moment. And this is what the book of Daniel said, that when sin and evil was at its height, they would be rescued, but not by human hand. This is what it says in God's word is going would happen. And so this is, obviously pictured in this really great movie, The Clash of the Titans. I wanted you to see that, and really, what is happening with, big picture is, let's not focus on each individual thing, but understand it's an intricate network and a 5D chess to have everything happen at just the precise exact moment. And so part of it is awakening the people. Part of it is unraveling all of their evil. And, so the next thing we're going to talk about, Israel, that's a huge piece of it. There's just so many pieces on this 5D chessboard. All right. So how you like that? Isn't that cool? All right. Now I want you to see what Kash Patel said. He sent out a wonderful clue to the Q followers to help us know to trust the plan, and that he's part of this whole plan to dismantle this horrible criminal network. You've got each of the people in President Trump's administration who is working hard and precisely to take care of this, okay? And so I want you to hear what he had to say. He did say the diseased, corrupt temple. Like, what? And he said it on October 17th, which is the delta of us receiving this post. So I'm going to play this for you. But here is one post I'll let you see real quick before I do that. It says on post 3387, and thanks, Cag Drogo, for finding this. It says, note, over the next 6 years. Okay, this was posted in 2019. That takes us to 2025. And nobody wanted to think that. Nobody wanted to believe that it was going to take 6 years. What I was hoping, I was hoping it would be, was that we would, that would just be part of the military tribunals, but not that we would be in this fight for 6 years. But here we are, okay? So that really encourages me that we're here, okay? I'm just saying. I didn't put the date in there. Q put the date in there. Right? The ones who are running this military operation put this in there. Note, next 6 years. You were told what was going to happen. You were told what battles we face. Yeah, I know. I knew. You told us how this is a dangerous animal and how difficult it would be to cage this dangerous animal. I just didn't want to think it would be 6 years. And so that's what it was. But thankfully, we're here. Does that encourage you? It encourages me. Strategic, pre-planned patriots in control. Every step, one step after another. That does not mean it's not a real battle. It is a real battle. What we've seen happen in, different places, that COVID was real. I know COVID wasn't real, but the whole point is this whole operation that they did to attack America was real, right? The whole attack on the people of Gaza is real. All these things are, all of this stuff. It's a real war, but it's also very, very highly strategic and planned to dismantle them. It's a matter of a controlled demolition. And you know you're going to demolish them. It's just how you got to go step by step by step to get it done. All right, I hope that helps you. It helps me. All right, so here is the video. I'm not going to play this one. Here, let me see if I can find the link. Okay, I'm not going to play that one because it's a little spicy. It's a little spicy. So here is, I don't have that clip. Okay, I'm going to play this one, which is Kash Patel talking about the disease corrupt temple. Check this out.
Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. These indictments that you've seen,
Okay, I'm going to turn it up. It's still not loud enough.
indictments that you've seen and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, it's 7 months. What have you guys been doing? Yeah. Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end. These indictments that you...
All right. Did y'all catch that? That corrupt disease temple? I want you to play it again. That is not something people say normally, right? It's not just random words. He's using those words for us, the ones who are really in this battle. There are a lot of people who are asleep and just confused and don't know what's going on, but we do. And so he's sending this message out to us because he knows how hard we're fighting and that, you know, we need a little nugget from time to time. And this is a nice one. Check it out.
You've seen and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, it's 7 months. What have you guys been doing?
Yeah.
Well, they spent 20 years building this disease temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of...
All right. Okay, here is... I don't want to play this one. It's really spicy. There's a lot of words. But yeah, that's what if you guys read that, he's saying, you know, this is a video that was given to us on the 17th. There it is. On the 17th of October, 2020. You see that? You see the date in red right there? We were given this on the 17th of October, 2020. And so it's not a coincidence that, because he's talking about this disease corrupt temple, and so it's not a coincidence that Kash Patel says this on the 17th. This video came out on the 17th where he was talking to John Solomon. How about that? How about that? Who likes that one? I like that cue proof right there. I like that one. That really was great. And thank you, Cag Drogo, for finding that. And, you know, I really should have looked at it myself, but I'm so glad that he had pointed that out for all of us, that here on the 17th of October, when we were told, we were given that video, talking about bringing down this disease, corrupt temple, that's on the exact same delta that Kash Patel says that. It just makes me happy. So just hang on, everybody. We're bringing this disease corrupt temple down. And if you notice in this movie, again, all this is so connected. I hope you guys are catching all this connected stuff. But this, in this movie right here, this guy, I wanted to point this out, this guy right here who's so evil, he's this corrupt disease temple. He is one of the priests of this basically going up and doing the sacrifice of Andromeda. That's what this was in this movie. She was being the sacrifice for this monster. They say, oh, we have to give the beautiful girl to the sea monster, right? And so this is basically what they have done, not only to the children, but they've done this to humanity. And this is their satanic sacrifice to harm us, to kill us off, and to cause us misery and all this. That's what that's their sacrifice to Satan. Okay, that's newsflash. That's a red pill. That's why my name is Melissa Red Pill. I say things that are like, ooh, that's, and think about that. But yeah, we give our lives in devotion to the Lord as our daily sacrifice to Him, saying, Lord, we offer our lives up to You, to honor You with the things that we say and we do and how we spend our time and how we spend our money and whatever, every breath that we breathe is a living sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ. Whereas they are constantly finding ways to do these evil things for their master, Satan. All right, so there you go. All right, so that, I thought that was great. Now, I actually had this all over on the social media. It's I can share the link in the chat if you want me to. And then if you remember this post right here, Kashyap Patel was mentioned on the board, name to remember. And so Mike Flynn, General Flynn, posted this. Yep. Name to remember. It's not a coincidence that Kashyap Patel, and when this was posted, nobody knew who in the world, I've never heard of Kashyap Patel. Who is this person? But that tells you also that he is part of this 5D chess to get him in this position as the FBI director. And, we have gotten to know Kash Patel on his own channel and how he has been on so many of the Patriots channels and talking to people about, about how much he wants there to be justice in our country. And so we all know him, really, and trust him, and know that it's like our friend is now the director of the FBI. It's amazing, really amazing. I love how that's been part of this whole thing, is that we've gotten to know these people more than just having them as some official, we've never known these people before, but because of social media, we've actually gotten to know them on more of a personal level. You know, when he goes and sits down with one of the influencers that we have known and trusted, it just takes it to a different level. I really like that. I like that a lot. All right, and that they've gone to all these different events, these Patriot events, and we've heard them speak and been able to go out and mingle with them. All right, so I want to show you something that I found before we get into Israel, because that's a whole thing. But I found this, and I wanted to share this with you guys. Let me tell you how it started. I was really heartbroken about this little boy that I saw who had lost both of his arms and both of his feet. And I shared that post and just talked about how I was so brokenhearted. And so I'm like, okay, what is going to happen? What's going to happen for this little guy? And I have heard, and I imagine you have heard too, that these med beds can actually regrow limbs. Have you heard that? I've heard, your body, when you're in your mother's womb, know to grow into, feet and all the different body parts. It's in your, DNA, right? So this could happen, right? Of course, the Lord is able to touch someone and to heal them. We know that. We saw him, do that 2,000 years ago. Obviously, in his word, we saw that he would do that. So somehow, I was thinking, how could this happen? And I remembered this really cool account in the book of Numbers. You may have never heard this story before, but I wanted to tell you this story. Since it's the Lord's Day, it's Sunday morning, I want you to hear this story because you might not have even known about it. In the book of Numbers, chapter 21, they had been, the Israelites had, of course, escaped out of Egypt. Moses is leading them. They're in the wilderness. They were not able to go into the promised land. They were not ready to go into the promised land, just like we have not been ready to go into the kingdom of Christ all these years. Humanity has not been ready. Maybe some people have been ready, but as a whole, humanity has not been ready. Remember, our Lord Jesus said he would, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and to get that great commission done. And then he would return for when his kingdom would come. All right, I don't know what the church missed about that, but of course the church was infiltrated, so they didn't want to talk about it that way. But that's what I do. That's the truth. We're going into the millennial kingdom of Christ on earth as it is in heaven. All right. Anyway, so they could not go into the promised land, so they're going around in circles in the 40 years in the wilderness. Well, they were complaining to Moses constantly, and you think, complaining is not that big of a deal. Well, it is, because what was going to happen, it was going to break down the society, break down, and potentially cause upheaval and an insurrection in the country. An insurrection is very, very dangerous when these people are literally infiltrating and trying to destroy Moses. And so they were complaining against Moses, and this is what the Lord did in response. The people of Israel set out from Mount Hor, taking the road to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people grew impatient with the long journey, and they began to speak against God and Moses. We say complaining, but they say we don't want to follow them anymore. We don't want to do what God says or what Moses says. That's an insurrection. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? They complained. There is nothing to eat here and nothing to drink, and we hate this horrible manna. I mean, it's like you don't even have to do anything. The manna literally falls from the heavens. It's right there in the morning for you. It's already prepared, and you still want to complain. You can't please these people, right? And so it was, the Lord says, I cannot allow this to continue. So he sent poisonous snakes among them, and many were bitten and died. Well, it's not out of the stretch of imagination that you can imagine there'd be poisonous snakes in the desert. But this is what happened. Many of them died. And so then they cried out to Moses and said, we've sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you, and pray that the Lord will take away the snakes. So Moses prayed for the people. Now I want to show you what happened. Okay, symbolically, we have all been snake bit. Humanity has been snake bit. We've all been bitten by the New World Order, one way or the other, with our health, our finances, with the wars, with all the things that they have done to us. The taking out of, you know, prayer in the schools, and the control of the government, and the Federal Reserve, it's just everywhere. It's just snake bites everywhere, right? The mental illness and the autism and all this stuff has just been so, so awful. And so the thing that we always have called upon the Lord is to say, Lord, deliver us from evil, and that you are the one who took the curse for us on the cross. I want to get somewhere. This is really cool. He alone is able to break the curse of Satan, the sting of Satan, the sting of the venom. And I find it very not coincidental that this jab was like a snake venom, right? So he says, the Lord says, make a replica of a poisonous snake, making it out of bronze, and attach it to a pole. Okay, so you think of a pole and it's wrapped around. Think of it the image of the doctor. Do you ever wonder why there's the picture of the symbol of the medical community is a pole with a snake around it? Right? That's where it comes from, right here in Numbers 21. Isn't that cool? Okay, so make a replica of the poisonous snake, attach it to a pole, and all who are bitten will live if they simply look at it. This is what they did, exactly what Moses did. He took a pole, he put a bronze serpent around it. The people who were bitten, as long as they would just simply look at that, they would be healed. Now, a lot of people did, but some people refused, and they died. That's their pick. That's their choice, right? But it's a picture of us looking to our Lord Jesus. He is the one who was raised up on the cross. We simply look to him. We look to him and say, Lord, deliver me. Just like the thief on the cross next to him. Lord, he looked to him and he was delivered. He was forgiven. He was restored. How amazing is that? This is what humanity is going to look to, this somehow, something in the golden age. And I believe they'll be restored. Just like the people were healed of the snake bite, nobody came and gave them a pill. No one gave them, rubbed something on them. Nothing like that. It was something, a miracle that happened. If the Lord could do that back in the wilderness all those years ago, he could certainly do that in the golden age. It could be something like a med bed. It could be, I don't know what it's going to be. I'm just saying, I believe this is a picture for us, similar to, I have the book, this is Biblical 17 Bible Stories. I've had 17 Bible stories that are being reenacted. If you haven't read that one, you really like that one. I've wanted to write that one from the very beginning when I first woke up. Like, it's like everything in the Bible that we've read is happening. I believe this one will happen too. I believe this one will happen too. Somehow we'll all be able to look to something and be healed. I believe that little boy is going to get his feet back. I believe that little boy is going to get his arms back. The Bible says that we'll have joy that no one can take away. I just believe that there'll be restoration and that he won't have to live the rest of his life like that. I believe that there'll be the people who've been paralyzed will be healed. I believe it's going to be like when our Lord Jesus was here on his first advent. And you saw him healing this person and that person right and left. Everyone who came to him was healed, right? That's what the Bible says. And now imagine in the kingdom, how could it not be? How could it be any other way than that he will heal everyone? And that's how we will live as long as trees. I really think that the picture, and I'm not going to go into this one, but with Abraham and Sarah, that they were miraculously able to give birth at 99 and 90. Abraham was 99 and Sarah was 90. How could that happen? And I believe that's going to happen in the golden age. They've wrecked our ability to conceive. President Trump just came out this week saying that, you know, they're going to, you know, have all these benefits from your work and the in vitro and all these things to help people to conceive. I know people who've had the in vitro the first time, and then that caused their body to start making the hormones or whatever, so that they are then from then on could have the babies naturally. But, you know, that just shows you this is something very much in his mind and in his heart, and RFK's also, to make sure that we can have these babies, because if not, it's curtains anyway. That's our most important issue to solve. Of all the issues that we talk about, that is our number one issue. We have to make babies. So make babies great again. So isn't that beautiful? Anyone who was bitten by the snake could look at the bronze snake and be healed. The world will be healed of the snake bite, of the satanic curse that they have done to each one of us in a thousand different ways. How do y'all like that? Wasn't that cool? I just thought that was so cool. I believe that, you know, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. All right, so I was telling you that story first because I'm going to talk about what's happening right now in Israel. And it's been so awful. It's been so awful. It's been really, really hard to talk about. And so I have to, for me to keep from just getting really sad about it, I have to continually have this hope that there's going to be this restoration, and that we will see these brighter days, and that this little boy is going to be well as all the little boys and the little girls, all the people who have suffered and who have survived this horrible onslaught of the enemy. All right, so yeah, these are where the books are right here. I'm sure that you've already shared them, Miss Songbird. Have you shared the link to that? I'll give you that one. I'll post that one right now. These are the books. And so again, the audiobooks are on my Melissa Red Pill site, and you can listen to them. And it's really, I think it'll really encourage you. All right, so this is what President Trump just posted yesterday. And this is really big because he's finally saying something that will lead people to realize, hey, maybe we don't understand the full picture. Because in the past, it's always been, oh, that Israel's the good guy and Hamas is the bad guy. That's what it's been. That's been their word. And so those of us who are coming out and saying Israel, the Zionists are no good, and, you know, trying to help people see, it's been hard because then they, you know, when you hear one thing from President Trump and then you hear something else, you're like, what is the truth? It's really hard, and you have to really be on your toes and thinking for yourself and understanding that this is a military operation and President Trump is playing 5D chess. Okay? I keep going back to this is what this whole movie, this whole video is about, is the 5D chess. And every day we have to read between the lines, and that he can't say certain things. How many times have I said that? We can say things that he cannot say. He's got to play this highly strategic chess match, okay? So the U.S. State Department warns of credible reports Hamas is planning an attack on Palestinian civilians. And if Hamas proceeds, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza. He's never said anything like that before. He's always, you know, made it out as if Hamas and the Palestinians are one and the same. As if, you know, the Palestinians should completely support Hamas. And I've literally heard different ones, you know, Laura Ingraham talking about this. I've heard many people, you know, patriots talking about, see, these, you know, Hamas and the Palestinians are, you know, they're evil. These are little young terrorists. And that's not true. And he's finally coming out and he's saying what is really happening. The State Department is saying this planned attack. Okay, let me read this whole thing. The United States has informed the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement of credible reports indicating an imminent ceasefire violation by Hamas against the people of Gaza. So important. Read that again. Listen carefully to what he's saying. The U.S. has informed the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement of credible reports indicating an imminent ceasefire violation by Hamas against the people of Gaza. Okay, we thought that Gaza and Hamas, the Palestinians, were all one and the same. What do you mean? That's hopefully, let's help people to understand that Hamas doesn't work for the people of Gaza. They never have. The Hamas does not represent the people of Gaza any more than Biden represented us any more than these warmongers were using our tax dollars to foment wars all over the world. That is not what we elected them to do. We've had all these warmonger presidents and doing things that the American people did not want. And it is highly important that we understand that just because there's a country with people, that does not mean that they support their government. Just like the people of Venezuela don't support Maduro, right? Just like the people of Iran do not support Khomeini, right? This planned attack against the... Listen to this. He just posted this yesterday. This planned attack against Palestinian civilians would constitute a direct and grave violation of the ceasefire agreement and undermine the significant progress achieved through mediation efforts. The guarantors demand Hamas uphold its obligation under the ceasefire terms. Should Hamas proceed with this attack, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire. What is he saying? Hamas is attacking the Palestinians. This is what he was saying. Hamas works for the Zionists. He didn't say that, but I'm connecting that dot. I've connected that dot for a long, long time. But that's what is really going on. And that the people of Gaza have just been cannon fodder. It's just been awful. The U.S. and the other guarantors remain resolute in our commitment to ensuring the safety of civilians and maintaining calm on the ground and advancing peace and prosperity for the people of Gaza and the region as a whole. And I just don't know that people read this and really soaked it in. There's so much news. It's sometimes hard to really soak this in. What is he saying? He's saying that Hamas is attacking the Palestinian people. Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. They are working on behalf of the Zionists. And everyone has been saying that. Even in the Knesset has been saying that that Netanyahu and his ilk have been funding Hamas against the Palestinians. There are enough pieces of the puzzle that people can see it, but this is where we come in and we try to get the truth out. Okay, he's finally come up and said this. This is the first time that I know of that he's come out and said this. All right, so it's huge, huge. I just did that video that I don't know how many people saw it. A lot of people saw it where I was explaining the truth about Hamas. And so, yeah, thank you guys. You helped me to push that out over on X. So this is what just happened. Just like he was saying what's going to happen. They started this battle. You know, and that this is exactly what we woke up to this morning. And this is the bombs blasting against, and this, just look at this. This looks like a hellscape right here. This is Gaza. And so, yeah. The interesting thing was this morning, President Trump said that they would send troops in, but not U.S. troops. He said that they would send in and potentially Israeli troops. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. So we'll see how that plays out. Because we know one thing. President Trump is not going to allow this to happen. He's not going to allow the Palestinian people to be killed by Hamas. It's over. That's done. We've already signed the peace thing. It's over. 3,000 years, it's enough. That's done. It's not just since October 7th. It's since for 3,000 years. And, you know, wreaking all this havoc through this land. All right. We will see exactly how this plays out. I just feel that we're at this last few chess moves to expose Israel. To expose, and it's not Israel, really it's the Zionists who've hijacked Israel. Just like Hamas hijacked the Palestinians. Okay? And they're not valid leaders. That is not hard for us to understand. We know that. We know that you could have easily your country hijacked by rogue forces, just like we were talking about with Smartmatic and Biden coming in, or Maduro going into Venezuela. There are so many. It's just like everywhere you go, there are false leaders. That's in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the white horse in that group of four horses is the fake leaders, the puppet leaders. Remember? All right, I just did a video about that too. All right, so And then I wanted you to see this. This was really, really big because you saw Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff talking to 60 Minutes. And I'm not a fan of this lady, but she was, it was obvious that she realized, hey, this is, something's wrong here for them to bomb, for Israel, or the Zionists really, to bomb Qatar when they're trying to work out this peace negotiation. And so you'll hear Witkoff and Kushner basically saying that they do not appreciate them doing that when they're bombing the peacemakers. Okay, so I want you to hear what they have to say here. And so, you know, again, this is highly strategic. They know. They've known this for a long time. And my thing is, I think that Jared Kushner is working with President Trump to work peace. I really do. And he's looking like he's, you know, great friends with Netanyahu, similar to President Trump. Looking like, oh, it looks like they're trying to, you know, let them have the land, really. That's what it looks like. Even this morning with President Trump coming on with Maria Bartiromo, it looks like that's what the case is. And it's not going to be. It's like they are going in for the... going in to take the land, and all of a sudden the Medusa head is there and they crumble. We're at that point in the movie, Release the Kraken. Okay, so here, I'll play this clip.
We woke up the next morning to find out that there had been this attack.
Wow.
We woke up the next morning to find out that there had been this attack.
Wow.
And of course, I was called by the president.
You had no idea, obviously.
None whatsoever. You know, I think both Jared and I felt... I just feel we felt a little bit betrayed.
Now, I had heard that the president, that he was furious.
I think he felt like the Israelis were getting a little bit out of control in what they were doing, and that it was time to be very strong and stop them from doing things that he felt were not in their long-term interests.
People should understand that Netanyahu, the Israelis, bombed the peacemakers, bombed the negotiating team.
And by the way, Leslie, it had a metastasizing effect because the Qataris were critical to the negotiation, as were the Egyptians and the Turks, and we had lost the confidence of the Qataris.
Right.
And so Hamas went underground, and it was very, very difficult to get to them. And
they were your link to Hamas.
Absolutely.
You were dealing through the Qataris to make your proposals to Hamas.
And it became very, very evident as to how important and how critical that role was.
Okay. I was just pointing out something to 62 Bean. She was saying that it's been more than 6 years. It's been 20 years. And yes, I agree. It's been 20 years. I was just pointing out the Q post where Q was bringing out that it was 6 years from 2019, that 6 years more in this battle. I think that's what he was trying to say. You know, that's where we were. Okay. Put Q's post about 6 years more. Okay. I hope that's helpful. Anyway, yeah. So I hope this is helpful to see what they're saying. And these men are, you know, very intelligent. President Trump has said many times that he needs, I'm sorry, my face is not here. There I am. That he needs highly intelligent people to work in the government, right? He doesn't need low IQ people. And so I feel like Witkoff and Jared Kushner are highly intelligent. And really, I believe, you know, if I had to bet, I would, and a lot of people think that Jared Kushner is no good. You know, again, remember, keep your enemies closer. You have to be so, so highly intelligent. If we could figure it out, then the enemy could figure it out. And they have to be thinking that they're going to get the precious. Remember in the Lord of the Rings? Oh, we're so close to getting the precious, you know, the land that they want. And then really they're fulfilling their whole goal of the greater Israel, where they just basically take over everything and they allow all this, you know, pedophilia all over the world and the criminal, you know, the awful things. I'm not even going to say any more evil words that they do. The point is, I just feel that if I had to bet, I would say Kushner is working with President Trump on this highly strategic operation to lead them to where they need them to go. Now, there are some, even Candace Owens, whom I love, who are saying that President Trump is trying to take the land because they are trying to make all this money on the land. I don't believe that any more than flying to the moon. There's just no way. There's no way. There is no way. President Trump has proved himself to me. I do not need him to prove anything else. He is out for peace in the world. He does not care about the money. He's proven that. He's lost billions by being, you know, becoming president. I mean, what else does the man need to do? Anyway, I just trust the plan that this, like Sheila Holmes was talking about, and I agree, is a 20-plus year operation to dismantle them. And yes, we came in at the point of the sign of the Son of Man. If you're not familiar with that, most of you guys are, the sign of the Son of Man is right there on my front page of melissaredpill.com, this beautiful sign, 1 month after this sign, September 23rd, 2017, with the Feast of Trumpets, Q started posting, and we started to wake up and connect the dots. And so that's why, you know, I even have this channel. I never was doing a channel. I was just following other channels before, but I wanted to share how this was literally biblical. All right, so I wanted you to see that, what they're saying, that they were really upset that, you know, that they would go in and they would bomb these people. And it was one of the first cracks in the dam of going, hey, you know, maybe we can't trust Netanyahu. That people are saying that. You know, of course, all the people of the world know this, but I'm talking about for the American press are finally saying that, for them to report this. And say, you know, even Leslie Stahl, that I'm not even crazy about. I'm not crazy about her. They realize, hey, she said, you know, how could they do this? How could they fight against the peacemakers? So it'd be interesting to see if Leslie Stahl is a tool or if she's in on it. I don't know. It appears that she didn't really understand. Either way, the other thing is Trey, whatever his name, Yinks, whatever it is, he is always giving news about Israel. He always comes on Fox News, and he's the spokesperson. In my opinion, he's IDF. He's always supporting Netanyahu. He's always supporting the Zionists. And if I had to bet, I would say he's IDF. I don't have any proof of that. I'm just saying it's just what it looks like to me. I've never trust a word out of his mouth. But even he had to say this morning that Hamas was attacking the Palestinians. Again, that should wake people up. What do you mean? I thought they were one and the same. Okay, that is what we all right now need to help push that truth out. I'm probably going to do a little clip today and to help push that out over on X and the different social media so that you guys can maybe help me to give that a push today. I'll let you know. Just stay tuned. All right, so this is the little boy I was telling you about that broke my heart, seeing this little boy. I just can't imagine. Look at this. It's just heartbreaking. There's so many children just like this in Gaza. And so, you know, when people say that these little boys are terrorists, it's more than I can take. It's more than I can take. You know, people have been brainwashed into thinking this. Someone did this to this little boy. And, yeah, Hamas, who works for Netanyahu and the Zionists, that's why he's in this shape. And I just pray, Lord Jesus, that we'll see the bronze serpent come and that everyone will be healed. This little boy will get his body back and he'll be whole. I believe that for the golden age. We'll have joy that no one can take away. This little boy needs his life back, his body back. He says, you'll love how this movie ends. I want to see that as the way this movie is going to end. All right. And then this one, I posted this. I'm going to share this link also for you guys if you can share this. I posted this, and let's see how many people have seen this one. 17,000. If you guys can help give this one a push, I'll post this in the chat right now. This one is about how these people have been terribly maimed. These hostages, the 2,000 hostages. I'm going to post right this. This 2,000 hostages clip, okay? This is the truth about the hostages. They say about the 20 hostages that were released to Israel, but no one, hardly anyone's talking about the 2,000 hostages that were Palestinians. And I've literally seen people say, oh, because these people are the terrorists. How do you know that? How do you know anything? You know, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the person who read that post. How do you know anything? We have to research and we have to think for ourselves. The media has been controlled. What does President Trump have to say? They're fake news. They tell these things and it's not true. This man had his eyes gouged out by the IDF. This is what has happened to this man. And I'm going to play a little clip of it for you.
I really don't want to have to do this video, but I must tell everybody the truth because it's not coming out on the news. So please make sure to share this and let's help to spread this out, because 2,000 Palestinian hostages, they're calling them prisoners, they're calling them terrorists, they're not terrorists. They were released by a miracle. Thank you, Lord. President Trump got these wonderful people released, and they are not terrorists. They have done nothing wrong. They have just been terribly, terribly abused, and you'll never hear about it on the news. This man right here had his eyes gouged out. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's against, obviously, the Geneva Conventions. This man was a month as a hostage, and you can look at him and tell that I don't know what they did to him, but he was clearly tortured. And then this woman on the left was supposedly this hostage, and she was, for a month, she was an Israeli hostage, and so it doesn't even appear that she was a hostage, but anyway, they're all clean-shaven, and something doesn't look right about it. I don't know what the truth is, but I know this man on the right, he has been in terrible, terrible situation. This man right here was a journalist, and he was abducted. So I'm going to read to you what he says happened. He said that there was no food or water, and if you did have food and you ate it like sitting up regular, it was forbidden. If you wanted to eat, you had to bow down. And I spent a year and 3 months eating like this. I ate like this, and if they noticed you trying to eat sitting up, you'd be tortured. They'd grab you and drag you from your edge of your door, and they would pull you by your hand. He says, just before I was released, he handcuffed me without telling me I was going home. So he's injured his hand. That's a fresh injury you can see right there. He said, we were thrown into the abyss. No one informed us. We were shocked. He said, give me your hand. And he checked it. He took my fingerprint. So this is what happened. He says, I told him it was bleeding, but he just crushed it and he handcuffed it. He said, look, I was just before my release. You can see this is this injury. Not to mention the bone breaking, the policy they used in the 1980s, they're using it now in the prisons. He says they broke all of his bones. Look at his hand. It was never set properly. No cast, no treatment, no medicine. We begged, he says, for just a little bit of tablet to kill the pain. They're being tortured. He crushed my hand. He tortured me. He handcuffed my hand. He tortured me for hours. He crushed, just continually being mistreated at the hand of these people. They get obviously glee out of this. He crushed my hand, and he tortured me. Not to mention all the other detainees without food or water. Now, he says we were thrown into the abyss. We didn't even know what day it was. Were lawyers allowed to visit? So he didn't know what was going on in Gaza and the terrible destruction there. He said there was no Red Cross. Only after 8 months after my abduction did a lawyer come and visit me. My wife sent Al Damir Association after prolonged suffering. So she sent this attorney, this Sarah Sahara Francis, visited him, and she said she was sent by his wife. She said, we weren't allowed before, but we came today to reassure you that your family's okay. Of course, he has no idea what's going on in Gaza. That was after a year after his abduction. And she came, she says, not about Gaza, but not about the news, not about the colleagues. She said, just tell you that your wife and your family are fine. And he said to them, he said, you're fine. I told her, no, I'm not fine, but don't tell my family that. I don't want them to worry about me, but I wasn't fine. So anyway, that was the end of the interview. But he says, they threatened me. They told me that they had killed my children and my wife. This man is not a terrorist. I wanted you guys to know this. He's so happy that he's reunited with his family. He says, God bless you. And you can see he loves his family. He's not a terrorist. He's not what they've said to us on the news. I wanted you guys to see this and share it so that everybody understands, okay, what's going on. Check it out. I'm going to have it over on melissaredpill.com. All right, love you guys.
All right, so I shared that post, and only 17,000 people have seen it. If you guys could help me, go give it a push, and I'm probably going to push something else out today, see if we can get more information, more people to understand what's really going on. And there's just been this false narrative for so long, people don't realize that they've been fed this lie, and that these people literally were abducted. This man right here was a journalist, and so he was abducted because they wanted to shut him up, and so they've been beating him and starving these people, and I can't even go into all the things that they have done, and they've lied about it. The evildoers have lied. They've lied. They've just lied. It's everybody wake up. I know you guys are. I know you guys are on my channel. We've been talking about this for a long time. But I hope that anyone else who sees this video will wake up and realize that we've been misled and lied to by the fake news. And that the Palestinians are not who we've been told they were. All right? The kids when watching TikTok know. But anyway, we have not. You know, most of the people who've been watching Fox don't know. All right. So now, let's go on to the next thing. Because that's too much. But there'll be restoration. There will be. All right. So, yeah, President Trump was talking about the Schumer shutdown. And he talks about this et cetera. And so I wanted you to see what he said. And I'll tell you what I think maybe this et cetera means. Check this out.
Is, you know, at the end of the
President, do you think that the government shutdown is all about this rally that's happening this weekend, the No Kings rally?
No, I mean, some people say they want to delay it for the king. This
it's
is
more
not
than
a king.
That.
You know, they're saying they're referring to me as a king. I'm not a king.
Right. No, but just so that Chuck Schumer could go and say, I'm fighting Trump.
Yeah, well, Chuck is, you know, at the end of the line. He's being beaten by everybody that they poll against. I don't think it matters to him. I think he's just so dead that he'll do anything. They made one mistake. They didn't realize that that gives me the right to cut programs that Republicans never wanted. You know, giveaways, welfare programs, etc. And we're doing that, and we're cutting them permanently. We're cutting a $20 billion project that Schumer fought for 15 years to get, and I'm cutting the project.
President, do you think...
Okay, so I don't... He's not giving a lot of detail about what is being cut. But I really want to know what is in that et cetera, you know, that they're cutting. They're using this, quote, Schumer shutdown in order to remove some of these things. Now, when this shutdown is finished, and I really do hope that that is what it's talking about when it says done in 30, what are we going to see is it has been removed? You know, at some point, we're going to hopefully, you know, find out what has been removed. Is it this transgender aid? Is it aid to Israel? Is this Planned Parenthood, which we know a lot of that's been cut? Is it the weather weapons? Is it the chemtrails? It certainly appears to be the chemtrails because I'm looking right now. I see a beautiful blue sky. And I'm the girl who's been complaining. You guys know this. I've been complaining about the horrible gray prison cell walls of a sky for years, and it's caused me a lot of heartache because I've love blue skies. I've literally traveled just to find a blue sky. I love blue skies. I love it. And people are now seeing it, and they just clearly haven't been even concerned, you know. I just don't understand that, but I guess it's because they've been asleep. But yeah, I mean, before I even woke up, I was just like, when can we see blue skies? That's just my thing. Is the IRS part of this that's getting shut down? I don't know. We'll see. But this is, we're taking our country back. And the post on 2018, anyway, whatever year it was, that November 1, it was saying that by now you'll see that we're taking our country back. So I see it. Hopefully everybody else in the world will see it too. All right. So yeah, President Trump is doing that with the shutdown, taking back our country, putting it into the hands of the people. That's what this is about. And that's what he's saying. He's admitting that this shutdown is allowing that to happen. So I'm excited to see all of this happen. Praise the Lord for that. All right. So is there anything else? Okay. I think this was, you got to see this. Little LIDDLE. I'm not going to go into all the details, but hopefully you've seen this link. I'm going to post this link over in the chat so you can see it. Yeah, okay, so this is the LIDDLE. Okay, let me post this. Let me get in the chat so you guys can have this. Grab this post. I'm just now putting it out there. This is the word for this horrible thing, a company controlled by Adam Schiff, and it's about infant massage, pediatric massage. It's no bueno. It's just so awful. And I'm not going to go into it. I just can't. Y'all, I'm sorry. I can't. I applaud Liz Crokin because she can talk about these things. And I really am so thankful that for her that she can talk about these things. And I just, it's too much for me. It's too much. But yeah, they have this company to teach people how to do this to children. And it's just maddening. It makes me so mad. And so President Trump has called him little Adam Schiff for a long, long time. But he came out this week, and people are like, well, why does he not like Massey? Why does he not like Rand Paul? He called them both little Thomas Massey and little Rand Paul I'm sorry, I don't have the link, the post here. You can find it on my social media, or you can look on his Truth Social. I was shocked that he was calling them out as little. That's basically calling them out as, you know what. That was shocking. Oh, wait. No, I do have it. Here it is. What happened to Senator Rand Paul? He was never great, but he really went bad. I got him elected twice in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, but he never votes positively for the Republican Party. He's a nasty little guy, much like Congressman Thomas Massie, a.k.a. Rand Paul Jr., also of Kentucky, which I won 3 times in massive landslides, a sick wacko who refuses to vote for our great Republican Party, MAGA, or America First. It's really weird. Weird as in these things that they do to children. He called him out. Just called him right out. I'm shocked, you know, because I just didn't think that Rand Paul, he called him out. Trust that President Trump knows. He's not going to say that. He knows that we know what that means. And it comes from Shifty Shift. There you go. There you go. Now we know. All right. These people are going down. They're being exposed. He is bringing them down. And there you go. That's what's happening. So I will show you. We're going to finish up. And we're going to pray first. And then I'm going to play for you. Yeah, you missed that about Rand Paul. I did. Yeah. I posted. You got to follow me over on my social media, you guys, because I try not to post too much. But I post the things I really want you guys to make sure to see. Sometimes I'll post a picture of Bella and Buddy. You know, you can bypass those if you don't want to see them. But everything else you got to watch. Right? Because we got to know who our enemy is, you know, and then President Trump is exposing them. All right, and I'm going to play this beautiful song for you. I think that President Trump was playing this song with Andre Bocelli in the Oval Office because he was saying it's time to say goodbye to the cabal. It's time to say goodbye to the cabal. Don't you think that's what he was saying? I think he was sending a message to them. And it's funny, strange, that several people have been dying recently. It just seems so strange. It's like we're just odd deaths. Yes, we have deaths from time to time. It just seems like are some people exiting stage left before they are brought before open shame. Whenever someone dies, it just makes me think that they don't want, they would rather die than have the world realize what they have done. So, if I can see that, if they had done all this evil, because they know that we're going to just, you know, lambaste them and mock them and put them before public shame. We're not going to let them get away with just going quietly to prison. All right, I think that's it. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are the King. Thank you that you are going to restore all of us. Thank you that you are the one who was raised up, that we simply look to you and that you will rescue us from the sting of Satan. All these snake bites that we have gotten, and that we're going to be set free. The entire world will be set free. Even these little sweet children who have just been so abused and so harmed, somehow you will make all of this right. Thank you, Lord, that your promise in the golden age is that we'll have joy that no one can take away, that eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. We are ready. We are so ready to see this. We thank you for the blue skies, and we thank you for Cash Patel saying, you know, giving us that clue. We thank you that we're seeing these things happening, and we know that we're really close to breaking through into this beautiful golden age that you have promised to us for thousands of years. Lord, we just trust the plan. We trust that this is maybe beyond what we could quite understand, and we don't know exactly all the things that are going behind the scenes, but either way, we trust you and we trust your plan. And so we just ask you to help us to piece this together and help us to be faithful to get the truth out and to be brave, courageous, and to share this truth and to help people to wake up. Lord, wake up the people, help them understand that Hamas is attacking the Palestinians. They don't get that, but Lord, touch their hearts and their minds so that they understand, and help us to help them to understand, to see what President Trump is saying. All right. Thank you. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them. Lord, protect their bodies, protect their health, so that we can all live into the golden age and well into the golden age, into 1,000 years, as long as trees. We thank you and praise you that you have let us be a part of what you're doing in this day. We're just so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the battalion, everyone here. Bless them, Lord. Encourage them and strengthen them and provide every need. We pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. Love you guys. I hope you had a great time with Melly today. I hope you did. Don't forget, go to the channel. Make sure that you are on all the true Melly channels, okay? And that you have your bell rung. Make sure you hit like before you go, okay? And also check out all of the health links, the natural remedies. We are starting the golden age now. And these are, like, have you checked out the probiotics? A lot of people did. They're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm really, really loving that. I did this because one of our patriots had asked for me to make little videos about each one of the remedies, the methylene blue, the silver, all these things. How does just all this, the remedies. Go and check them out and help your family members. Help your family members to get well, right? We're going to have health and wealth and peace for 1,000 years. And so now we'll say goodbye. All right, love you guys. I'll see you Tuesday at 6 o'clock Central Time. Love you.